I've given many talks on this subject, and we're reaching maturity of some of the issues that I addressed in those talks, and they're voluminous, so you can find them just looking in the corporate places. But papers and talks on the future telecommunications. I don't see even today work that in the foreseeable future is going to displace either any of the three technologies that have brought us the information age over the last 50 years. I think microelectronics is going to continue to evolve for a period of time. They're sort of reaching maturity on the finest features. We always said that would happen sometime after the new millennium, a few years after 2005 or something like that. But there are many other places. Innovation for the last 50 years in microelectronics has been largely putting more stuff on the chip. That means faster and cheaper and less power per function. I think there'll be innovations on other fronts, probably getting more software in the chips, more system on the chip concept. But I don't see anything that's going to challenge the ultimate silicon chip for mainstream information age. Now, well, that says the technology matures somewhat like the automobile and everything becomes sort of a redesign and improvement in comfort features and things like that. I don't know. I mean, certainly that will happen, but more than that will happen. On fiber optics and photonics, I see the same thing continuing further into the future, but ultimately reaching the capability of fibers for bandwidth and distance. Probably the laser or combinations of lasers will allow us to do that through wavelength multiplexing and other means. Certainly more integrated structures for lasers. So far they seem to be functional structures. The optics so far is primarily for functionality, transmission, storage, transmission and storage, I guess, primarily. Whether it can enter into computing from the point of view of logic and manipulation of data, we did a lot of work on that. Lots and lots of work at that in Bell Laboratories. Everything you come up with looks primitive compared to the integrated circuit chip, but I wouldn't write it off as someday entering that domain. People say it's tough to control light in small dimensions, but my response to that's always been, well, we form integrated circuits with light. So if I can control light to form the features of the integrated circuit, then maybe I can control light to do what the integrated circuit does. Software, I think we're getting some control of software and productivity, reuse, and so forth. But it has a long way to go. I don't see frontier software being limiting in many, many ways. If the hardware technologies are limiting, the software is still going to prosper around those technologies. It could well be that the information age will mature in another 10 or 20 years, and that we will have something that sort of makes that industry look like civil engineering, that we'll keep building bridges and tunnels and things, but we'll do it largely off standardized charts in this case, maybe silicon chips, physical things. I don't think there's any limit, even in that environment, again, to software, systems design, systems concepts, and cost reduction until things are free. They'll always be competitive, especially in cost reduction. I think we do have a problem with mobility. The radio spectrum right now is the only way we get mobility, and it's limited. Radio propagation is not as nice as fiber propagation. We still have some problems with size, so we can build things, many things as small as human can handle. If you want to build 100 times that complexity, we still got issues of size. We still have issues of wires, be it printed wiring boards or whatever. We still have issues of energy and energy conversion. One of the biggest impediments, which you had at the beginning here, with this recorder, is batteries. The batteries running down. And wires that break. Your microphone didn't work. Your batteries were dead. Those problems seem, I don't think they'll be solved in 10 years. I don't see a solution to that. I think it's sort of like cars breaking down. You make it better and better, but you don't get a technology that solves it. You just get better ways to deal with it. And redundancy, maybe. I suspect that after the information age matures, the frontier will move into how these systems and technologies are used for the good of society. And probably whole new frontiers will open up. The leading edge of that is the internet. restructuring of industry, the just out Christmas shopping, and every time I got in the car, I told my wife, the internet's the answer. It's got to be better than getting in a car and driving 5 miles and getting to a store and finding they don't have what you want, or they don't have it in the right color, or they don't have this, they don't have that. And rather than looking at the 5 things they stock, which tend to be the high volume things, I need to look at a list of 1,000 items and 20 colors, right? And just click, 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 and I've got it. The internet is opening up probably the frontier that is really a part of the information age, but it's really an application of the information age. And I think so far the information age has been primarily a technology concept, a capability concept, and it's going to turn into a doing it concept. And the internet, in my mind, is the beginning, not the end. It's the beginning of a new way of life, and it opens doors to all kinds of new frontiers of making life more interesting, more rewarding, but also more challenging. The Industrial Revolution had its negative side, the information age had its negative side. And society has to deal with that. Usually deals with it through laws and law enforcement, but also through changing generations. A lot happens that makes our children different than we were. That's sort of the good side of evolution, but you don't need laws for that. It's they pick the best and go with it and can make the change to put it in place. I could be wrong, but it's hard to envision a new technology beyond the ones that we have. Now, notable exceptions are electronics at the molecular or particle level. It is possible to foresee that molecular electronics, microelectronics, goes to the current bulk effect limit in 2005, 2010, 2001, and keeps right on going into a new domain where you don't have multiplicities of carriers, you have only one or two, that you aren't dealing with clouds of electrons or clouds of particles, but you're dealing with individual particles. That could happen. I would see that simply, though, as a continuation of the current trend beyond where we think it will be to it. It's possible that someday we'll control individual photons. And it's still the number of photons in a digital pulse is not very big anymore. So you could say, go to the molecular level. That could be a new frontier as powerful as the transistor level. The vacuum tube controlled clouds of electrons. You know, the transistor controlled clouds of particles within electronic particles within solid. Controlling individual particles.